So Josh from Seattle has a question about this. I know the first part is, how do you learn not to be so hard on yourself? The second part,
how do you learn to redeem yourself for a mistake or something? Like, you're doing all these compassionate acts and you have one slip up, how can you learn to overcome?
I think that many people pick up along the way that life is about destination. So they're taught it's about arriving. It's about having all the answers. It's about creating a nice box that you sit in and defend. But my fundamental understanding is that life is journey. And journey is a fundamentally different way to understand life than destination.
Yeah.
And on a journey, all I am responsible for is the next step. And that's all I'm ever asked for. Is the next step. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to defend it all. I don't have to have it all nailed down. And if you can shift from destination understanding to journey, it frees you to take life as it comes, let it be what it is, and then do the next right thing.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the Christian response to this young boy that stood up and wanted to know how you could redeem yourself from one mistake and still be a compassionate person. Did you hear? Life is not about the destination. It's about the journey. And here's Belle telling this young person who's honestly, earnestly seeking answers spiritually. Where was the Lord Jesus Christ in that answer? If your college kids are watching NUMA videos with Rob Bell, if they're reading his books, Velvet Elvis and a whole bunch of others, if you are having this in your church Bible study, you have Rob Bell featured as a spiritual authority. The true Rob Bell came out at this interspiritual conference, and he is teaching doctrines of Antichrist by his denial of Jesus Christ in his answers in front of the world.